I'm on my way.
Hey, why do I get the feeling you're not on a train?
Probably because I'm not, but I'm in the vicinity of one.
Joe, you said you left hours ago. You're gonna miss your train.
I know, but they just added another train to the route. I promise I'll catch it.
That seems risky.
Pardon me. I'm sorry. There was a massive emergency at work.
What? Oh, is everyone okay?
Oh, I mean more massive by PR standards. There was a gap with the spring face serum campaign. Sorry.
Who are you?
I'm sorry. But I just got to my train.
I'll switch your video.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Look, I don't want to meet your parents for the first time without you here. This is important.
Okay, all right. I'll just
go wait for you at a coffee shop.
Okay.
No. It's too late. They're watching you from the window.
Joe's boyfriend turns toward a window. Princess Davis.
Oh.
One piece of advice. No matter what you do, do not, under any circumstances, ask them how...
Editor, Arline Wharf Garcia.
Battery.
It's fine. He'll be fine.
A sign reads, Green Line Express. Joe glances around a train car that is decorated for Christmas. A poster reads, 10-Year Ugly Sweater Convention. Director of Photography, Jason Habicht.
You've reached Joanna Hammer. Please leave a message.
No matter what I do, under any circumstance, don't ask them.
What?
I bet she forgot to charge her phone again.
Joe's parents open the front door of their house and peek around the doorframe at Joe's boyfriend.
Hey!
Hey!
Hi!
Chris! Crispy! Crisscross! Oh. You made it, buddy!
Thanks for having me, Mr. Hammett.
No, it's Dave. Dave, Davey, Davros, Dog.
You're scaring him, Dog. Hi, I'm Nell, Joe's stepmom. And you must be cold. Let's get you inside.
Right.
Dave, suitcase?
Yeah.
Wow.
Directed by Jason Bourque.
Dave is running a little behind. In time, you'll find it charming.
Here, let me help you out.
Oh, thank you.
I'll take this.
Thanks.
Yes.
So,
wow.
Where's Joe?
Oh, she took a later train. But she'll be here in time for the party. Also, she suggested I get a fruitcake you two like.
Oh, Fraser's fruitcake.
Eat it year-round.
Thank
Come
you.
On. Help us set up for the party. Our theme is every sweater for themselves, huh?
On the train, Jo places her suitcase on an overhead shelf. Then she sits across from a blonde-haired woman.
Welcome to the Christmas train. No ugly sweater, love?
I didn't get the memo. But if I may ask, what's with the sweaters?
Today's the start of the ugly sweater convention in Hartford. It's the 10-year anniversary.
Yes, of course it is.
Dave grabs tangled string lights.
Here. Ugh. You can have the honor.
Oh, Sisyphean tasks are my specialty.
Yeah, must be if you're here to woo the parents.
Chris tries to untangle the lights. Nell takes the lights from him.
The Ammers were actually one of Arbor's founding families.
And one of the families to stay after the witch trials. Hint, hint.
He's joking. This is how he jokes.
Nell raises her eyebrows at Chris.
Oh, fruitcake.
Really, Ammers have been in Arbor for almost a century. And been hosting this party for 37 years. Oh, thanks.
And hosting the Arbor Christmas Festival, right? Joe told me.
Yeah, my grandpa started. It's just kind of a family Christmas event. It grew into the social event of the season. After my dad passed, there was a little hiatus for a bit, and then I started up again 10 years ago. But actually, it's Joe who's got to get the credit.
She tends to be.
Yeah.
Here's that fruitcake you brought.
Oh, no, thank you. I have a slightly fatal nut allergy.
Oh, well, we wouldn't want to poison you.
Dave steps behind Chris.
Or would we?
Again, this is how he jokes.
Come on.
Yeah.
Chris sits down slowly in an armchair. Dave and Nell sit on the couch opposite him. Chris glances between Nell and Dave with a nervous look. Nell smiles, and Dave stares at Chris intently.
So how did you two meet?
Oh.
Actually, it's just about 10 years ago to the day that we met. That's why the theme of the party is sweaters.
Yeah. We met on a train full of ugly Christmas sweaters. Actually, it's a pretty funny story.
Text reads, 10 years earlier, Dave runs toward a train station.
Excuse me.
Dave quickly steps onto the Green Line Express train. In a train car, garlands decorate the overhead shelves, and passengers wear Christmas sweaters. A poster reads, Inaugural Ugly Sweater Convention. Dave notices Nell sitting and texting on her phone. She wears a gray blazer and a white blouse. Dave gazes at her and smiles.
It was love at first sight. Nell doesn't believe in love at first sight. Or, she won't admit it.
I don't, but he was very cute.
Oh, I'm still cute.
excuse me. Is the seat taken?
Nell looks up from her phone at Dave.
It's all yours.
Dave grins. He sits across from Nell and pulls his bag off his shoulder. Nell stares down at her phone.
Wow, what is up with all these ugly Christmas sweaters?
Solid opener.
Thank you.
Always best to start with a question.
But seriously, do you know?
I do, actually. It's Hartford's inaugural ugly sweater convention.
Oh, that can't possibly be something that's going to last.
Absolutely not. First and last.
Dave smiles at Nell.
So, chit-chat is hard.
Did he actually say that?
Did he ever?
And what did you say?
I said, chit-chat is the worst.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to ban chit-chat to the realm of people who leave their shopping cart next to your car.
Or people who take too long in their parking space when they know you're waiting.
Or people who can't decide what to eat. It's not hard. There are three options.
And what are they?
Restaurant, farm, starve.
Green Line Express. Tickets out. Have your tickets ready.
A train conductor wears reindeer antlers and walks down the aisle. Dave quickly searches in the pockets of his jacket.
Can't find your ticket. You better find that ticket.
Yeah. No, I am.
Better hurry. He's coming. About to get kicked off the train. just in the nick of time.
And Dave, bud.
Gabe? No.
Belle.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
So you both got each other's names wrong, but wouldn't your right names come up in conversation?
Why would they, Chris?
Yeah, Chris, how often do you address someone by their name?
Doesn't it seem a little unnatural, Chris?
Okay, point taken, Dave and Nell.
In the present day, Chris turns on a model train. 10 years earlier, the Green Line Express passes a snowy forest.
Are you by chance thirsty because this train has a mean hot chocolate?
Sure, yeah, I'd love a wicked cocoa.
Two, please.
Thank you.
Thank you. So let me guess. You live in Vermont. You run an organic fair trade coffee shop. One of those places that takes about 20 minutes to make an Americano, but leaves you with a feeling of family the entire time you're there.
Well, I am flattered, but... not even close.
No?
No.
Let me try.
No. It's okay. My turn. You live in Boston, and you're a lawyer.
Ouch.
No, but a good one. Like human rights or the environment. You carry around a faux leather attaché.
So first impressions of me are that I am noble and pretentious.
And first impressions of me are I'm ineffective, yet caffeinated. Ouch.
Nell furrows her brow.
Why are we stopping?
Folks, we got ice on the tracks, so there'll be a short delay, 30, maybe 45 minutes.
Guess we're stuck together a little longer.
I don't mind that.
Dave smiles at Nell. Nell bites her lip and lowers her gaze.
Oh, wow, they have...
Dave looks out the window.
Fredo's fruitcake!
Dave stares at Nell.
You know Fredo's?
It's my favorite.
It's mine too. I eat it year round.
Me too. But have you had it heated up with chocolate chips?
No, but have you ever had it stuffed in a mug and soaked with eggnog?
No, and I won't be doing that.
Oh.
But major points for creativity.
I'm gonna get you one.
What?
Yes, I am gonna get you one.
What? No, what if the train leaves?
No, the conductor said half an hour, maybe more. It's plenty of time. Can I give you that? Your knight in shining fruitcake shall return. Be right back.
Nell shakes her head and watches Dave walk away. Dave steps off the train and joins a line in a train station.
Actually, folks, track's all clear. We'll be on our way.
Oh, wait, somebody got out. Sir?
In the train station, Dave walks up to a cashier.
Just one, please. Perfect. Thank you.
Dave leaves the train station with the fruitcake and notices the train is moving. On board, Nell watches Dave through the window. Dave stares at Nell. Dave stands on the platform and watches the train leave.
Then how'd you two finally meet?
Determination.
Whatever it was, I was in love.
I can remember exactly the moment that I met Joe. I mean, it was only 9 months ago, but my company was hired to do forensic accounting for her company, and then I walked into the wrong conference room, and...
In the present day, Chris glances at Nell.
Actually, maybe the story's boring.
No!
No love story's boring.
Exactly. Plus, we're curious to hear it from your point of view. So, you were walking in the conference room, and...
All right. Well, I stammered, and then I said something dumb, and I excused myself. And she followed me out into the hall, and she asked me out for coffee. It's kind of like a knowing, like I just knew.
Dave turns toward Chris.
That is exactly how we felt.
Speak for yourself. We're so happy for you. You make Joe happy. Or rather, even more happy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chris nods and smiles at Dave and Nell.
Anyway, so you two were Gabe and Belle, separated by fate, fruitcake, and a speeding train. So finding each other seems impossible without...
Determination.
Fate. 10 years earlier, snow covers the roof of the Ammer's house.
So, my train left the station. Literally and figuratively. Love train with my soulmate.
Dad, you knew her for 10 minutes.
Oh, it was at least an hour. Look, I know it sounds crazy, but I just think... When you know, you know.
Did you ever know with my mom?
Well, yeah, it was different. I mean, we were so young. Yeah, we knew. Sometimes knowing isn't forever.
I find that thought worrying, but I'm just going to shelve that for adulthood. How are you going to find Belle?
I don't know. Leave it to fate.
Fate hasn't finished any of your other projects. You've been working on this for half my life.
That is a family heirloom. Two generations of Ammers have worked on this thing. Had to do them justice. Gotta get it right.
Yeah, but it also needs to be done.
Yeah.
So what do you know about Belle?
Well, I mean, her eyes sparkle when she laughs. She's got this cute little nervous habit about biting her lip, and she may or may not be a human rights lawyer from Boston.
So you know nothing?
No.
Great start. Okay, how do you plan to find her?
Oh, well.
No. Don't say fate.
Okay.
Dave looks at teenage Joe.
Destiny.
A sign reads, Municipal Hall.
Oh, look at you getting back out there.
I am not getting back out anywhere. It was some flirty banter with a handsome stranger.
Yeah, but that's the first step in forgetting Eli.
Eli who?
Eli, your ex-fiance?
Izzy. I'm joking. Of course, I remember the man who broke my heart, inspired me to quit my job, move to this town to start over in a futile attempt to combat unrelenting, inescapable heartbreak.
Oh, I thought you moved here to be close to your bestie.
Oh, that is just a silver lining for which I will be eternally grateful. Anyways, this is supposed to be a work meeting.
Yeah, so apologies.
Oh.
As head of Arbor's Park and Rec, it's my job to inform you that the Christmas Festival has been approved.
Yay! Well, as the new town comptroller, it is my job to inform you that Arbor can't afford it. We are barely in the green as it is. Where am I supposed to get this money?
Ask Santa? Well, I don't know. That's your job. But the town loves the festival. The mayor really wants this to happen. Plus, the festival organizer has already been notified.
Nell gapes at Izzy. Dave glances around his workshop.
Oh, come on.
Dad, where'd you put your phone?
I don't know.
Joe searches through a toolbox, and Dave checks a shelf.
Found it!
Thanks. I was looking for that yesterday.
Joe checks Dave's phone.
Dad, there's an email here from Parks and Rec. The festival's been approved.
What? No, I mean, that's shocking, right?
No, totally expected. You're gonna be the best festival organizer ever.
Yeah,
Dave tucks his hands into his pockets.
What?
I don't know, it's just first time doing it without Gramps. Bound to be a few speed bumps.
Dad, we got this. You're the Christmas festivator. The Festivus Maximus.
Oh, Festivus Prime. No? Too much?
All right, what do we got?
Okay, listen to this. TLDR. The festival has been approved, but the town's concerned with the budget and feasibility. As they should be. So they paired you with the town controller, Eleanor Spear.
Great. Team.
Oh, great. A team.
And Eleanor's number is in the email.
Okay, so what do you think? Should I give her a call? Get her as excited as I am?
Joe passes Dave his phone.
You know what? I am going to call this David and establish some clear parameters.
At the municipal hall, Izzy furrows her brow. A notification on Nell's laptop reads, new email.
Oh.
The email shows a photo of a bearded man laughing while carrying a long-haired woman.
What's wrong?
Izzy walks up to Nell and looks at the photo over her shoulder.
Well, I guess Eli has a new girlfriend. Are you okay?
Nell purses her lips and nods.
I'm fine. I gotta call David. And I'm gonna get back to work.
Izzy squeezes Nell's shoulder. Nell nods to her as she walks away.
Oh. Hello?
Hey, Eleanor, this is David.
The festival organizer?
That's me.
Voice sounds familiar.
I just wanted to call and tell you how excited I am to be teaming up.
Full disclosure, I am staunchly against this festival.
What, you just hate Christmas?
Dad! What? No! I don't hate Christmas. I don't hate Christmas. I love it. In moderation. But do you know what I love more than Christmas? Logic.
Sad for you.
Dad, be nice.
Sorry, look, I know we're asking for a lot, but this festival, it's a rejuvenation of the town's spirit and its history and,
No, what this festival is a waste of resources.
Okay, well, that's your very harshly doled out opinion. You should probably know that I'm pouring my heart into this waste of resources.
And you should know that I will be pouring all my heart into ensuring that you do not bankrupt this town.
Oh, this sounds like a winning partnership, then.
No, because you and I are not partners. I am the town comptroller, and you are receiving funds from me, and you will be held accountable for every single cent. Good day, Mr. Ammer.
Nell awkwardly hangs up her desk phone. She hangs her head and covers her face with her hands.
Good day, Miss Spear.
She seems nice.
Yeah.
So basically how you met was
a
complete serendipity.
All right, fire this up.
In the present day, Dave turns on Christmas tree lights.
Yeah, there she is. Beautiful. You did good, kid.
I did?
Yeah.
Teamwork.
There are so many different kinds of ugly sweaters. Classic, comedic, ironic, movie.
Sorry, folks. Slight delay.
On the Green Line Express, Jo rests her head in her hand. At home in the kitchen, Nell pulls a tray of gingerbread men out of an oven.
Ooh, yes. Those are perfect.
Chris looks up from his phone.
Joe's probably okay, right?
Definitely. Question is, are you okay being here with us by yourself? I mean, I know your parents are coming on Christmas morning, but I'm sure you're missing some of the festivities.
Yeah, I mean, kinda. We never really had holidays like this. There's no cookie decorating or tree tinseling. Not that my parents are Scrooges, they're just practical to a fault. They're, you know what they are? They're utilitarian.
I used to be like that, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it changed.
I met Dave.
Yeah, I feel the same way about meeting Joe. She makes me feel that life could be one big and practical adventure in all the best ways.
You know, there is a word for that.
Anyway, so how did you and Dave finally meet? You two were working on the festival together?
Nope. David and Eleanor were working on the festival together.
Nell touches Dave's shoulder and leaves. Dave takes a bite of a gingerbread man and smiles.
Sweetheart, you should be out doing what other teenagers are doing on Christmas break.
What they do is stare dead-eyed at their phones. And if I'm gonna do that, at least let it be for a good cause, like the festival. Anyway, I revised the budget and made a to-do. You need to lock in the trees, the heaters, generators, the fire inspection.
I think we should take a break.
But we just got started.
Go to the Bean, grab some decaf.
Fine. But while I'm gone, I'm going to email Eleanor the budget.
Cool. Do you need my phone?
No, your email's in my phone, too.
Oh, so you hacked my email.
No, you put it in there for the next time you lose your phone, remember?
Very, very forward-thinking of me. I like it.
No, Dad. Forward-thinking would be not losing your phone.
Well, go on.
Okay.
10 years earlier, Joe approaches the front door of the Bean Coffee Shop.
Oh, thank you.
My pleasure.
Joe opens the door for Nell. Behind the window of an antique shop, the model train is on display. Dave stands in front of the window and stares at the model train with a thoughtful look.
Could I please get a Boar Shop peppermint mocha? Thank you.
In the Bean, Joe types on her phone.
And sending budget. Set.
Absolutely not happening.
Sorry.
Oh, I'm
what?
So what? Gabe.
Elle. No, Dave.
No.
Okay, so do we have doppelgangers that were flirting on a train, or did we just get each other's names wrong?
Hopefully both.
TMI, I was really worried I wasn't going to see you again.
Not TMI. I was too.
So what are you doing in Arbor?
I moved here. I was living in the city and I needed a change. My best friend lives here, so I thought, why not?
It's amazing. I live here too, with my daughter.
You have a daughter?
Yeah, she's 16 and she's the coolest. She's just wise beyond her years. Just an amazing kid.
16. Wow.
Yeah. No, I was a young dad. Her mom and I were high school sweethearts, but separated years ago. Nell, from the train. What are the odds?
I could probably do the math.
Oh, no, you can't do math on magic. So, are you free right now? I know a place that has a sinister hot chocolate.
Oh, the Coco's graduated from Mean Spirited
yes.
to Sinister.
Yes.
I would love that.
Great.
In the Bean, Joe checks her phone.
Be your budget. Absolutely not happening. Send revised budget and breakdown at 1/4 the cost? A quarter of the budget? We can't do the festival on that.
Joe types a text to Dave that reads, Dad, SOS.
Oh. Sorry, excuse me one second.
Yeah.
Dave turns away from Nell. Nell pulls out her phone and checks her teeth in her phone's camera.
Hello? Hello?
You've reached Joanna Hammer. Please leave a message.
Dave lowers his phone.
I am so sorry. My daughter just texted me SOS and now she's not answering her phone.
Oh.
No, it's okay. She's just at a coffee shop around the corner. Will you wait for me? I'll be right back.
I've waited this long. What is a little longer?
Okay. I'll be right back.
Dave rushes away from Nell. Nell's jaw drops and she mouths, oh my God. Dave rushes into the Bean and notices Joe picking up her drink.
Joe! Hey, you okay?
We have a festival emergency.
Are you kidding? You texted me SOS and then you didn't respond.
Yeah, my phone died.
Oh, you gotta charge that thing.
That's funny, coming from my dad who can't even find his phone.
Okay, maybe it's genetic, but the point is, I thought you were in a ditch.
A coffee shop ditch?
Dave frowns.
But this is SOS. Eleanor cut our budget.
Okay, yes, but I found Nell. Train Nell, okay? So relax, take a little break. I'll be right back, okay? Okay.
Dave bumps into a man.
Sorry.
These are Italian leather.
Okay, what can I do?
Club soda? Stat?
Right. Yeah.
Dave steps into a line behind two other people. Outside the antique shop, Nell waits and taps her phone in her hand. A parking officer approaches her car.
Oh, ma'am. Is this your car?
Yes, and I know. I just saw it. I need a few more minutes.
It's a fire hydrant, ma'am. You need to move your car.
Right. But see, I'm waiting for someone. Okay, okay, yep.
Okay. Nell steps past the parking officer and climbs into her car. Dave rushes around a corner and jogs back to the antique shop. He stops and glances around with his brow furrowed. Dave gazes around and sighs. Dave glances up and down the sidewalk, then turns and walks away from the antique shop. Meanwhile, Nell rushes back to the shop. Nell stops in front of the antique shop and looks around. She closes her eyes and furrows her brow.
No.
Are you serious? You two missed each other again? By like a minute?
Joe's texting me from someone else's number. Says phone died, train still not moving, ETA 3?
In the present day, Chris checks his phone.
I wonder why she didn't text me.
Fathers and daughters.
Chris smiles at Dave.
Hopefully she can still make it here tonight.
That'll work out. Which is a good segue back to Nell and my story.
And he never came back. Maybe this guy just isn't that into me.
Or maybe he really did have an emergency. But he lives in town, so you...
There's a 1 in 12,000 chance of me finding him?
Oh, so you're saying there's a chance.
Ha.
Do you know what you should do? Post a missed connection.
Nobody reads those.
Oh, she just left. Maybe she's not into me.
Or maybe she had to go somewhere. So be assertive. Find her. Look on socials or post a missed connection.
Come on, nobody reads those things. All right, well, I'm going to go drown my sorrows in a Yule log.
10 years earlier, at the Ammers' house, Dave walks away from Joe. Joe stands next to the Christmas tree and lowers her gaze. She notices a laptop on a coffee table and picks it up. She sits on the couch and opens the laptop.
Looking for my Christmas...
A banner on a website reads, missed connection. Joe smiles as she types.
So, this used to be a daytime family festival, but it was so successful, we added dancing for adults at night. 3 days to be transformed into Christmas magic.
Oh, 3 days?
Yeah.
That seems soon. I think we should start setting up for it, or?
Nah, no worries. It's a well-oiled machine. Hey, come on. You haven't seen the Christmas market yet. You know, this Christmas market is where Nell and I first exchanged numbers 10 years ago.
Ah, so you finally exchanged numbers.
No, Chris, we've been married for 8 years and we still communicate by telegram.
Good one. But really, I don't get it. You two lived in the same smallish town. Couldn't you have just Googled or Facebooked each other or something?
What would I search? Harbor Dave, Train Nell.
Good point.
Yeah.
So then let's hear it. How did you finally exchange numbers?
Well, the universe decided to play matchmaker.
Okay, don't forget, you have a meeting with Eleanor at 4 today to go over the festival budget.
I will not forget.
Hello?
Come on in.
Hello, JoJo.
Hi, Mom.
I brought gifts.
Ooh.
Thank you.
Okay, bye, Dad.
See ya.
And she's gone.
Okay.
Anything there for me?
Of course, making the rounds today.
All
right. Gets me out of the house. Can I help?
Oh, I know a Chloe stress tactic when I see one. Hubby off on another one of his extreme sports adventures.
Dan is out skiing with his brother.
Ooh, fancy.
No.
Come on in.
Thanks. So, little birdie told me that you met someone. Tell me everything, and...
Well, I hope I met someone. We met, got separated, met again, got separated again. But, I don't know. Kind of feels like fate.
You know, I don't believe in fate.
But I do. At least I believe everything happens for a reason. Like you and I, you know? We met so that we could bring JoJo into this world.
Aw, I think we met so that you could bring me a daily dose of rosy-colored optimism. So tell me, what is this woman like?
Well, she's hilarious. Beautiful.
Ooh.
She's laid back. You know, just really go with the flow.
So nothing like me.
Well, I didn't want to say anything. I don't know. I think I need chill. With someone like me, someone that just plays it loose.
I was up all night earmarking the new budget and schedule that David sent. It's a total mess. This festival is going to implode, and it's all going to end up on my head as the new hire. Oh, ooh, that's nice.
I'll probably lose my job.
Why do you always catastrophize?
Because I have lived in catastrophe. I came from nothing, had nothing, and I've spent a whole lifetime trying to have some semblance of stability. And now this agent of chaos is putting my job on the line.
No, your job will be fine.
It's very comforting. Thank you. I like this one.
Okay. Did you ever write a misconnection to Train Man?
Izzy, no one reads those except for people that hang out on the internet all day.
And Dave's not that person?
No. Dave strikes me as a very laid-back, can-do guy. You know, very down-to-earth.
So he strikes you as the opposite of Eli?
Yes. Yes, he does. Hi, I'd like to get this.
I don't think you need more chill vibes in your life. If you want my advice, you need more focus. Dave, I've known you since you were 12 years old. You're a good guy to the core, but you are endlessly distractible.
Well,
you're a great father and a great carpenter.
Thank you.
But when it comes to running your business and finishing the Santa throne, you need to be more focused. And you should probably be with someone who's more focused. Like, really focused. And probably really driven.
Well, thank you for the feedback. I'll try to remember that not all unsolicited advice is criticism.
With love.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, on that note, I gotta get going. Someone at the Christmas market is donating some decorations.
Yes, I should get out of here. Mrs. Santa has more presents to deliver. Mm-hmm.
At the Christmas market, Nell walks past market stalls. Dave faces a market stall and turns toward Nell as she passes him. Nell stops and furrows her brow. Nell slowly turns and notices Dave. She is open-mouthed. Dave slowly turns toward her.
I can't believe it. It's you.
It's you! Does this make you think that we've just been ships for the last 4 months, not noticing each other?
Oh, no, I would definitely notice you. I'm so sorry about the other day. I had a cocoa miss.
I had a car thing.
I came back and you weren't there.
I came back and you weren't there.
Okay, well, this time I'm going to take your number so that next time we don't meet up by chance.
Pros and cons to that.
Dave smiles, then he searches his jacket pockets.
Come on. I think I left my phone in my truck, but it's fine. It's fine. I've got a memory like a steel trap.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah. Hit me with those digits, and I'll put them in my phone later.
Okay. 555-288-4617.
Mm-hmm. Easy peasy.
You know what? I'm going to get your number just in case.
Very forward. 555-904-9896.
Your number seems familiar to me.
Yeah, yours seem familiar, too.
Nell narrows her eyes at Dave and smiles.
Well, I have a 4 o'clock. I have to run.
Yeah, no, I have a meeting, too, but I'll call you later.
Okay.
Nell smiles at Dave, then she turns and walks away. Dave continues to walk through the Christmas market.
288-4617.
Most
for sale, 2 for $23 for $25.
$25
helps 10 children.
$10
for sale,
23 for 25. Oh, come on.
$1 for sale,
2 for 20, 25. It's okay.
She got my number. Nell texts on her phone. Then she trips and drops her phone on the ground.
Please, 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 please.
Nell's phone screen is shattered.
No!
Later in a break room, Nell pulls a new phone out of a box. Izzy turns, then she notices Nell and walks over to her.
Hey, what's wrong? Oh, just everything. Broke my phone, losing Train Dave's number. And the festival organizer stood me up for a meeting.
Maybe head home for the day. Do anything other than wait by the phone for Dave to call.
Nell has a thoughtful look.
Or I am going to send this festival organizer a little email. Oh, standing me up. Nope.
In his workshop, Dave sets down 2 crates. Dave grabs his phone and blows sawdust off its screen.
Hey.
Hey, how'd the meeting go?
What meeting?
You forgot? How could you forget?
Because I ran into Nell again, and I got excited because she gave me her number, and then I forgot it. And then I forgot the donated decorations, but then I remembered the decorations, but I forgot the meeting. It's okay. I'll head over there right now.
Dad, you're an hour late.
And Eleanor just emailed threatening to cancel the festival.
It's okay.
It's okay. I'll sort it out. Let's focus on the positives here.
What could possibly be a positive?
Mel has my help.
Most knitters go to the craft store for their yarn, but I source mine directly from the alpaca farm.
In the present day, the train conductor rings a bell.
Bad news, folks. We can't fix the engines, and the train is inoperable. Unfortunately, we're going to have to ask everyone to get off. Sorry.
Joe glances at the blonde-haired woman.
It's nice to meet you.
Joe pulls her suitcase off the overhead shelf.
Hey! What's wrong?
Oh, just my train's been canceled, and I'm sitting in a bar in the middle of nowhere, and I'm cold, and I'm tired, and I'm sorry.
It's okay, Jay. Let's just focus on getting here. Where are you?
I'm in Putney.
Isn't that where the fruitcake you told me to bring your folks is made?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Okay. Well, I'll come get you. It's only like 3 hours or something.
No, don't. The party's starting soon, and I really want you to be there. I'll find a way home.
In time for the party?
Ideally. But more likely in time for the festival setup tomorrow.
Just please get here before my parents do.
That's 3 days away.
Exactly.
Joe frowns.
I'm sorry. Really.
Dave and Nell stare at Chris.
How's it going over there? How's family time?
It's going great. All good, of course. Call me later, okay?
Chris lowers his phone and tucks it into his pocket. He smiles at Dave and Nell.
She'll be here soon.
Yeah. She's not going to leave you alone with us too much longer.
Oh, no, I'm enjoying being with you. I mean, your story is riveting.
Oh, well then. Buckle up, pal.
So, any word from Train Man?
Nope.
Well, maybe he forgot your number and is expecting you to call.
Maybe. After Eli, I felt impossible to imagine that I would find someone else again. And then out of nowhere, it felt possible.
So put some legwork in. At least attempt a missed connection. Come on. Oh, okay. I'm gonna be late.
10 years earlier, Nell eats a cookie shaped like a candy cane. Later, in her office, Nell sits at her desk and scrolls through posts on the Missed Connection website. She notices Dave's post.
Looking for my Christmas wish.
Nell, it's Dave. I came back to find you, but you weren't there. If you see this, message me.
Nell smiles and types quickly. At home, Joe carries a tray.
It's right here, right?
Yeah, perfect.
Joe checks her phone, then she glances at Dave.
Dave, how strange. I came on here to write my own missed connection, and I found yours. My phone broke shortly after I took your number, so I couldn't call. I'm assuming you lost mine as well, despite your steel trap of a mind.
Steel trap? Lol.
I did forget. 1,000 apologies, but can I make it up to you?
I'm really good at this.
Joe quickly types on her phone.
I'm hosting a Christmas party tonight. Could you be my date?
I would love to. I'll bring the fruitcake.
Can't wait. 120 Viscano. Theme is red and green.
We did it! We did it!
Joe does a happy dance.
What's happening there, Jojo?
Oh, you know. Just me getting you the best Christmas present ever.
Really?
I found Nell.
What? No, how?
Remember that missed connection that you refused to make? Well, I made it.
Okay, wait, isn't that kind of weird? Nell getting a post from my daughter.
Well...
Joe?
For the sake of preserving the romance, I might have kind of pretended to be you.
Oh, so just mild identity theft.
More like good-natured teenage hijinks. How about we just focus on the part where Nell is coming to the party tonight?
What? What do I wear?
In the present day, the Amherst house is filled with guests.
Hi, honey.
Hey!
Merry Christmas.
Hunter, are you okay?
Yeah.
Why don't you come with us?
You can tell us anything.
Why don't we just head over here?
Yep.
And we can have just a little chat.
You're gonna have a little snack.
Yeah, okay. but let's talk before snack.
Okay.
Okay. Talk to us.
I know that Joe loves this party, and so I thought it might be a good time to tell her that I love her for the first time. Maybe temper your excitement because she's not here. Maybe it's not a good idea.
Why not?
I've never said I love you to anyone before.
No.
Oh.
But with Joe, I do know. I mean, I always question every decision, which college, which job, which city. But with Joe, I just knew right from the jump.
You will find the perfect time to say I love you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, guess who asked us how Dave and I met?
Our guy. Where did you leave off?
Well, the abbreviated version is.
10 years earlier, Nell stands outside the Ammers' house and takes a deep breath. She nods and walks toward the front door. Later, Nell walks down the front hall of the house with a wrapped fruitcake. She wears a red dress with short, puffed sleeves. Nell glances at the guests with a nervous look. She peeks into the living room, where Joe hands out finger food on a platter. Nell notices Dave across the room and smiles tentatively. Dave turns and looks at Nell. His smile widens, and he slowly walks toward her with his hands tucked in his pockets. Nell walks toward Dave and holds up the fruitcake.
Nell.
Dave. Or is it Gabe?
Belle?
Are we in a double date?
And it should have been the first thing I said, but you look absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
Dave gazes at Nell.
I did try the Fredo's fruitcake in a mug with the eggnog.
Okay, what'd you think?
I thought that I have not made enough bold creative decisions in my life, and I am ready for more.
Nell nods, and Dave smiles at her.
Dad, why don't you take the fruitcake from her?
I'm so sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry. Thank you for this. Nell, my daughter, Joanna.
Oh, hi. It's so nice to meet you.
So nice to meet you, too.
Nell nods at Joe, then she turns and smiles at Dave. Later, couples dance in the center of the living room. Dave dances with Nell and smiles.
It's a good party. Just 50 of your closest friends?
Well, this is what a life lived almost entirely in the same town looks like.
I wouldn't mind having all of this.
Well, this what?
Belonging.
You don't feel like you belong?
Not really, no. And I never did where I grew up. I think I felt like I belonged once with a partner, but that ended, so.
Well, for what it's worth, I think you belong here. So, what are you doing tomorrow? Want to help me set up a Christmas festival?
What?
The Christmas festival. Yeah, my grandpa started. It's an Ammer tradition.
Ammer.
Oh, right. That's my last name.
Nell stares at Dave with wide eyes.
Because you are David Ammer.
Yeah.
I will be at the Christmas festival. You know what? I'm not feeling very, very, very well, and I think I have to go home. I'm so sorry.
Nell rushes away from Dave.
Wait a second.
Nell grabs her jacket. Dave stands in the front hall and watches her leave.
What just happened?
Thank you so much for this ride. I've been trying to get home for like 12 hours.
We're happy to help. And happy to have the company.
In the present day, Joe sits in a Fredo's fruitcake truck. Time passes and the sun rises.
So Chris sounds perfect.
Yeah, he is. He's sweet and funny and tender.
So then what's wrong?
What makes you think something's wrong?
The truck driver gives Joe a knowing look. Joe turns away from him.
Well, we've been dating for 9 months and we're getting serious. His parents are joining us for Christmas morning, but we haven't said I love you. And sometimes when he looks at me or says something, it's so obvious. It's like everything he's doing or saying means I love you. And yet, neither of us say it.
Why, do you not love him?
No, I do. Or, I think I do. I'm happiest when I'm around him. And when I'm not, I feel homesick.
The truck driver glances at Joe.
I've heard that when you know, you know. And I usually know, in all arenas. But in this, I just don't. So how do you know? Do you just feel it?
Maybe you should ask your parents.
I don't think my parents have the answers.
Morning.
Morning.
May I?
Oh, yes, please. How did you enjoy the party?
It's great. And only slightly overwhelming meeting everyone Joe's ever known without having her there.
Do I sense a whiff of annoyance?
Maybe a tiny, imperceptible one. It's just, I was the one that asked to come home with Joe for Christmas, and then I was the one that suggested our families meet, so she doesn't show up, but just leaves me like I'm feeling like I'm the only one that wants this.
Joe wants this. Believe me. But you should talk to her. You should tell her everything.
Yeah, maybe. But for now, I would love to hear the rest of the Dave and Nell saga.
Yes, okay. So, after the big revelation...
10 years earlier, Nell is at a work party.
So Dave is David, and David is Dave.
And you find that shocking?
Yes, because they're two completely different men. Dave is assertive and charming, and David is contentious and chaotic.
Well, sometimes we can see people for who we want them to be instead of who they are. And when those two people don't align, we're disappointed. Ring a bell?
I know what I did with Eli, okay? The point is if David is actually Dave, I don't think we're a match.
And maybe you're not. But you should talk to him about it.
Nell eats a cucumber.
Nell, he's gonna find out. You still need to work on the festival together. You're still working with him on the festival, right?
I may have slightly ghosted.
Nell just left. We're having a moment, and she just bolts, Cinderella style. Did I say something wrong? I mean, was my breath bad? Or did she just realize she actually doesn't like me?
Or maybe it was a big emotional moment and she got scared.
No.
Why don't you just call her?
Maybe because I still don't have her number?
Then get it. Just go for it. Be assertive. And while you're at it, finish the chair.
I'm working on it. I also realize I'm kind of worried about finishing it. Maybe I won't do Grandpa Jack and Dad proud and... I'm not up for it.
You're up for it, so finish. I'm sure Nell is going to reach out and give you an explanation. But for now, let's just focus on the festival. Has Eleanor responded to any of your emails? We're supposed to start setting up today.
No. Eleanor's ghosted me. You know what? I'm going to take my new assertive self and down to her office.
And I will join you in case the situation requires mediation. Which it most definitely will.
Joe and Dave walk up to the municipal hall.
Hello.
Hi, can I help you?
We are here to see Eleanor Spear.
Do you have a meeting scheduled?
No.
Dad, did you not let Eleanor know we were coming?
About the surprise would give us the upper hand.
Could you please let Eleanor know that David Ammer from the Christmas Festival is here?
I just transferred her a call, but you can sit and wait.
Is there a restroom I could use?
Of course. Straight down the hall, take a left.
Thank you.
No worries.
Dave and Joe walk across the waiting room. Dave sits in a chair, and Joe steps into the hallway.
No, for sure. I'm on top of it. I understand. Absolutely. We are on the same page. Well, let's regroup in the new year, and we can discuss then. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Joe rushes away from Nell's office.
We have to go.
What? What?
I just suddenly feel weird.
Are you sick?
We just have to go right now. We have to go right now.
A receptionist watches Joe and Dave rush out of the waiting room. Nell walks up to the front desk.
I thought you said someone was here to see me.
There was. David Ammer from the Christmas Festival.
Nell turns away from the receptionist and takes a deep breath.
Thank you.
So Dave showed up?
Yes. And then he must have put two and two together and then left.
All right. Well, then just reach out and clear this up like adults.
Or I could just disappear.
Girl, this is becoming a habit. You just disappeared from your old life. You quit your job, moved, head out here all to avoid heartbreak.
No. I said I just wanted to feel like I belonged somewhere again. And then for a minute, I did feel that.
Aw, Nell. Just email Dave.
Nell frowns and eats her lunch.
Okay, I gotta head to a meeting.
Izzy picks up her lunch and leaves. Nell pulls out her laptop, closes her eyes, and exhales slowly. She opens the laptop and types.
Hey, Dave. So, funny story. You and I actually hate each other. But is that a funny story? No, no. Delete, 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 delete. Hey, Dave. I think we should talk about how we hate each other. But do we really hate each other? Okay. Hey, Dave.
A notification reads, new email.
Hey, now, can we meet? Well, that's a better opener.
Nell stares at her laptop thoughtfully, then she types.
Yes, let's meet.
Nell bites her lip. Later, outside, Nell closes her eyes and exhales. She opens her eyes and walks into the beam with a determined look. Nell takes off her gloves and glances around with her brow furrowed. Joe steps behind Nell and taps her shoulder.
Hi.
This is incredible. But will we get it all done in 2 days?
We'll see. It's controlled chaos.
It's a well-oiled machine.
Oh, what time is the fire marshal coming for the inspection? You never booked the inspection?
I did forget. It's fine.
Listen.
I'm just gonna...
I will call.
No,
I will
have call. To call. I'll give you guys your space. Go over here. Anywhere else.
In the present day, Chris notices Joe and smiles at her with a surprised look. Joe runs over to Chris and leaps into his arms. Chris hugs Joe tightly.
So happy to see you.
Oh, I'm so happy to see you. Oh my God, I feel like we've been separated for days.
I felt like weeks on my end.
Was that bad with the fam?
No, it's been great. They're giving me the Christmas I begged my entire childhood for. And I genuinely like your folks. I feel like family.
Joe looks up at Chris and grins.
Ah, I'm sorry, I missed my train.
No. It's all right, as long as it wasn't on purpose.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing, I'm just kidding. By the way, before your phone died, you warned me to not under any circumstances ask your folks what?
Oh, ask them how they met.
Chris smiles at Joe.
You asked them how they met.
You bet I did. They like me 1,000 times more for it, so...
How far into the story are you?
I'm just at the point where you've lured Nell into a coffee shop under the false pretenses of being your dad.
Well, someone had to be an adult.
So then what happened?
Well,
So I've been emailing with you pretending I'm my dad.
10 years earlier, Joe walks away from Nell. Nell furrows her brow and turns to Joe.
So the missed connections.
All me.
And your dad doesn't know you're here?
No. And he also doesn't know that you are Eleanor Spear, town controller.
Got it. But what if he did?
I'm not sure. I mean, you two have, like, struggled to work together.
That is a gentle euphemism for what happened. Your dad and I have butt heads at every turn.
But when you're together as Dave and Nell, it's magic, right?
Yes. But maybe it's always magic in the beginning, in the honeymoon phase, you know, before you really know each other. Sorry. Ignore my cynicism. I've had my heart broken. You are young and love is easy and perfect.
I'll hold you to that.
Please don't.
But with you and my dad, don't opposites attract?
Yes. But it can also make for a difficult life together. Your dad and I just might be too different.
Please, just give him a chance. Yeah, he's scatterbrained, but he is such a good guy, and he's the best dad. Just talk to him.
Nell nods.
Okay. Okay. How?
Leave all the arrangements to me.
Later, Nell holds a fruitcake and slowly walks into a large barn. Dave stands in the center of the barn and unpacks decorations from a box.
Hi.
Dave notices Nell. He sets string lights aside and gives her a small smile.
Thought I would, try this again. Gabe.
Belle. And Fredo's. Thank you. You know, thought I wasn't gonna see you again. And that this time would be on purpose.
I'm sorry. I want to explain.
It's okay. No rush. How about I give you a tour of the festival first?
That would be nice. Yeah.
Joe watches Nell and Dave.
So, trying to recreate the festival that I grew up with. Recreate the festival that my dad grew up with.
Share that Amber feeling of belonging?
Yeah. Guess so. But honestly, I'm kind of doubting I can pull it off. I'm not exactly the most organized.
Outside the barn, Nell walks with Dave.
Maybe not. But you are clearly pouring your heart into this, and I wish I would have understood that from the start.
From the start of what?
Oh, you know, the start of knowing you. You know, you want to front load the backstory, right?
I'm not really following.
I wouldn't expect you to.
Well, what about you? What did Nell's childhood Christmases look like?
Bittersweet. My family didn't have a lot of discretionary spending, so we just kind of cobbled it together. And I think it affected a lot of my life choices. I studied finance, worked at a bank, chased security, stability, but passion, purpose, belonging, that's not something I prioritized until it was too late.
Oh, it's not too late. It is still very, very early.
Nell smiles at Dave, then she lowers her head.
So, can I put you to work?
Yeah.
Later, Nell sits with Joe.
Either he took the news well, or...
I didn't tell him. Look, I'm working up to it. I promise.
Come on, Jojo. Let's get home.
Hey, no one's around. Now's the time. Cute. See ya. Bye.
Nell glances over at Dave.
Okay.
Nell turns to Dave and stands.
Whew. Hey.
Hey. So, I wanted to explain why I ran away from your party.
Right. I mean, is it me? I mean, I know I can come on a little strong sometimes. I get excited about things and I
No. It wasn't you. Please do not think that. It was me. And it's okay. I'm excited too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know, for a while now, I've been telling myself that I'd be okay being alone. And I would be, but also, I don't want to be. I want to share this with my person.
Me too. I told myself that life was just going to be this steady, known plodding, and that would be fine. And since meeting you, life feels unknown, but in the very best way.
Dave smiles at Nell.
I guess what I'm saying is I really like you. I do, and this feels different.
Yeah. It feels different. Is we had this perfect romantic moment. And it felt meant to be. Like destiny.
Wow, girl, you're sprung. What happened to the Nell who was white-knuckle clutching to a life alone?
She fell for someone, or at least part of someone.
Wait, does that mean you...
Yeah, I didn't tell him.
Girl.
Plastic snowmen decorate the front porch of the Ammers' house. In Dave's workshop, a wooden spindle and a saw lie on the workbench.
Hey.
Hey.
Dad, you finished it?
Yeah. Feeling so motivated. We got working on it all night after Nell and I left the festival.
Amazing. Yeah, about that. Did Nell tell you anything interesting?
Everything she tells me is interesting.
Okay, but did she maybe tell you what she does for a living?
No, actually, but I think she used to be in finance.
My guess is she probably still does. Dad, about Nell...
What about now?
Just...
Joe leans on the Santa throne, which is covered in a velvet blanket.
I really like her. And I hope she is who she seems to be.
Oh, Jojo. No one's who they seem to be. There's beauty in that. People unfold in the most unexpected ways.
Joe lowers her gaze and furrows her brow. In the present day, Chris walks up to Joe.
Hey.
Do you want to decorate a gingerbread house?
Oh, sure. You know, this will actually be the first gingerbread house I've ever decorated.
Poor boy. It's a good thing you have me. Okay, so what amenities should our gingerbread house have?
Definitely a gumdrop roof that Candy can lie on for stargazing.
I dig it. What else?
Oh, a candy cane picket fence to keep the ginger dog in.
A ginger doodle, of course.
And then maybe some extra space for the little gingerbreads.
Joe stares at Chris.
Like cookie kids?
Yeah. I mean, I hope so someday.
Chris gazes at Joe.
Joe.
Icing fight!
Joe squirts icing at Chris's face. Chris nods and lowers his gaze.
That is not how I saw that going.
Yeah. That's not how I saw it going either.
I'm gonna go get you some napkins.
Joe leaves and Nell approaches Chris. Chris slowly wipes icing off his cheek.
Hey. Are you okay? Oh.
Yeah, no, I think good.
Think I have whiplash from Joe running off.
Well, I know she didn't know what you were gonna say.
Oh no, she knew. I could see it on her face. She knew, and she rejected me. And this is the worst feeling ever.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chris. If she did run, I know it's because of fear and not rejection. And I also know that it doesn't make it any less hard. And that worst feeling that you're talking about, trust me, I know it very well.
10 years earlier, Dave reveals the Santa throne.
Wow, that is beautiful. Who made that?
Well, my grandpa started it, and my dad added to it, then I restored it.
Another sacred Amur tradition.
It's gorgeous.
Daunting fact, I've been working on it for 15 years.
What?
Yeah, I wasn't able to finish it until I met you.
Nell smiles at Dave.
And why do you think that is?
I think you make me want to finish things.
Nell gazes into Dave's eyes. She lowers her head and hesitates to speak.
I have to talk to you about something that's really important.
Okay.
You know the town comptroller, Eleanor?
Yeah, Ugg.
Ugg?
Major Ugg. I mean, I want to give her the benefit of the doubt, but she's made every step of this festival as difficult and tedious as possible.
Nell raises an eyebrow.
Why do you think that is?
Because I think she gets pleasure out of sucking the joy out of things. I'm sorry. I'm being mean and I hate myself for it. Honestly, I feel sorry for her.
And why is that?
Well, anyone who acts like that has to be hurting in some way. Or lonely. Because without that, I mean, she's just inherently unlikable.
Nell stares at Dave and then nods thoughtfully. She turns away from him with her brow furrowed.
Maybe she is.
Yeah.
Yep. And maybe you should, you know, take some responsibility for the first time in your life.
Nell glances behind Dave and notices the fire marshal. Dave turns toward the fire marshal, and Nell quickly hides behind a Christmas tree. Dave furrows his brow and glances around.
Good afternoon.
Hey, David Amur spoke on the phone.
Hey, is Eleanor Spear around? She told me to report directly to her with my inspection results.
Of course she did. No, she's not here. I've actually been having some problems tracking Eleanor down.
Well, no worries. Basically, this festival is one giant fire hazard. I can't sign these permits.
What? Oh, come on, we open tomorrow.
I'm sorry.
No,
Nell slowly walks back to Dave.
Hey, where did you go?
Good luck with that, David.
Nell points at the fire marshal, then she walks away.
What?
In the present day, Joe paces, and she looks worried.
Hey. You and Chris okay?
I'm not sure. I feel like it's always been so smooth and easy between us, and now it feels like it's falling apart.
What's going on, Jojo?
Chris tried to say I love you, and I ran off.
Oof.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, why'd you run? Do you not love him?
No, I do. Or I think I do. How do I know? How do you know when you know? How did you and Nell know?
Oh.
So you gravely insulted him and then you skulked off?
He gravely insulted me first. He called me joyless and unlikable. Which, maybe I am. I mean, isn't that what Eli said about me?
Nell, you're full of joy. Easy to like and even easier to love. And to be fair, Dave's experience with Eleanor is of someone who tried to make his life difficult. But it seems like Dave's experience with Nell is someone who... Who what?
You made him feel like he belongs even though he doesn't need it.
Aw. See, girl, you and Dave have something special. And maybe it's a forever thing. And maybe it's a for now thing. And maybe it's just fate's way of nudging you both out of complacency and in the right direction. But it's something. So go tell him the truth before something else goes wrong.
Something else has gone wrong.
What?
He's way over budget.
10 years earlier, at night in the barn, Dave decorates a tree with string lights. Nell approaches him.
Hey.
Dave turns and raises his eyebrows.
You're back. Again.
Just like Christmas.
What happened?
I'm going to tell you everything. But before I do, I just wanted to say that I know we haven't known each other for that long. But I feel like we know each other better than we think we do. I guess what I'm trying to say is, I like you, too.
Dave smiles at Nell.
A lot. And when I am with you, I feel both this profound excitement and also this quiet trust. You make me feel vulnerable, yet comfortable, terrified.
Good news. You passed inspection.
Yes.
Oh, and Eleanor, you're here too. So I can just hand you the report.
Nell takes the report.
Hand Eleanor the report? Wait, you're Eleanor Spear?
I'll, walk myself out.
How long have you known who I am?
Look, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. This is what I've been trying to tell you.
Who I am?
Since your Christmas party.
That long? And you just dragged it out, what, to make me look like a fool?
No, that is not.
Yes,
that is not what I did.
You let me keep courting you. You let me pour my heart out. How could you do that to me? I would never do that to you.
I know. And I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry. Just please hear me out. I was scared to tell you.
Scared to tell me what?
I was scared that David and Eleanor could never be together.
Maybe they can't. I mean, this entire time, I thought the universe was sending me signs that we were supposed to be together. And if anything, I think it's just trying to keep us apart.
I don't think...
You know what? Because maybe we don't work.
Nell stares at Dave with a tearful gaze.
Maybe we don't block.
Dave walks away from Nell, and she hangs her head. She watches Dave walk away, and a tear glistens in the corner of her eye.
Yeah, looks great. We'll talk to Dave. Thank you.
In the present day, Joe walks over to Chris and places her hand on his arm. Chris turns to her.
What's going on with us?
Come on, Joe, you know. All right. Yesterday, while making the gingerbread house, did you know what I was going to say?
Joe looks tearfully away from Chris.
Yeah, I knew.
And why didn't you want me to say it?
Because I'm scared. Because I feel like I'm supposed to say it back. Like I'm supposed to also know.
You don't know?
Joe hesitates to speak.
You know everything else in your life, but not this. I'm the only thing that you're uncertain about?
Joe's eyes well with tears. Chris lowers his gaze.
I think it's best if I just head back to the city. I'll tell my parents not to come for Christmas morning.
Yes.
Chris walks away, and Joe tearfully watches him leave. She furrows her brow and leans on the hood of a car. At night, lights decorate the Amers house.
Thanks, honey. Oh, why aren't you dressed?
I'm not going. Chris is gone.
No, sweetheart.
Oh, honey. I'm so sorry. Are you okay? How are you feeling?
Like there's a giant hole in my chest and my heart is gonna fall out. And then there's this other feeling.
Yeah, what is it?
It's...
Joe furrows her brow and shakes her head.
Annoying. Because I kept wondering, how do you know when you know? But now I know, and I know because I lost him.
Come here. It's gonna be okay. You know, not knowing can be scary.
Yeah.
Sometimes knowing can be even more terrifying. Because your life starts taking shape in a way that you never imagined. And yes, that is scary. But it's also beautiful. Hey, come on. We're gonna be late. All right, you go upstairs, you get dressed. You'll be okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
Hey, all couples fight, right? It's not the end, even though it feels like it. Believe me, we had that feeling really well.
10 years earlier, Dave sets up tables and chairs in front of the Santa throne.
Hey, are you doing okay?
Did you know?
Yeah. I figured it out when we went to our office. I should have told you. I'm sorry.
No. Don't apologize. Should have never been involved with this. I need to be more of an adult.
You are an adult, Dad.
Yeah, but I'm also a mess.
No, you're not. Yeah, so you misplace things and you forget appointments. But you're also always there for the people you love. So who cares if you can't find your phone?
It's in my pocket.
See? That's growth.
Joe steps forward and hugs Dave.
You figure it out, no.
Thanks, kiddo.
But right now, you've got a festival to run.
Right. Let's get back to it. Here, help me out.
Dave smooths out a tablecloth. Later, a crowd of people gather outside the barn. A curly-haired boy walks up to Santa and sits on his lap. A banner reads, "Welcome to the first annual Arbor Christmas Festival."
Do I really have to be here?
The mayor said all hands on deck.
Dave does not want me here.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do. Yes, I feel terrible for being here. I mean, look at these happy faces. I mean, look how magical this is. And to think that I almost stood in his way. I almost killed Christmas.
Here we go.
Wow. This is magical.
In the barn, Chloe smiles.
Why? Because I pulled it off?
Stop being so disparaging. You did good. You're making a lot of people happy. And you continued the tradition so Joe could do the same.
Thank you.
So the question is, if everything looks so wonderful, why do you look so sad?
Because I miss her.
Go find her.
No, I don't know. Maybe we don't work. I mean, maybe we are just too different.
But at least you find out.
Dave lowers his gaze, then he furrows his brow with a thoughtful look.
Yeah. Yeah, no, yeah, you're right.
How are you gonna find her? Just go talk to him.
Izzy, I tried. He was not receptive at all.
So then try again. At this point, you have nothing left to lose but Dave himself.
Right. You're right.
How are you gonna find him?
Fate.
Determination.
At night, in the present day, a banner reads, 10th Annual Arbor Christmas Festival. In the barn, a light bulb sign reads, "Let's dance." People sway to the music on a dance floor, and a band plays fiddles. Joe gazes sadly at a gingerbread house. She furrows her brow and types on her phone. Meanwhile, Chris sits on a bench at a rail platform. Joe texts Chris, "I miss you. Wish you were here." A second text from Joe reads, "I want to be here with you." A third text from Joe reads, "I love you." Chris lowers his phone, and he is open-mouthed.
Hey, I'm looking for you. You okay, sweetie?
Any word from Chris?
No, I think he's long gone.
Well, then go after him.
Yeah, go after him. Trust us on this. You will not forgive yourself if you don't.
Joe nods, and then she lowers her gaze. 10 years earlier, Dave walks out of the barn and looks around. Nell walks past children playing ring toss. She scans the crowd. Dave walks through a busy area.
If I was Dave, where would I be?
Dave walks past market stalls and bites his lip.
Oh, come on, if I was Nell, where would I be?
Nell's eyes widen, and she walks through the crowd. Dave looks ahead, then he walks away from the barn. Dave and Nell walk toward the Santa throne and stop in front of each other simultaneously.
I was wrong. You do take responsibility. All of this, all of it, is you taking responsibility to bring people joy, and I love it. I want it. I want that in my life.
Look, I am so sorry.
I don't think you're unlikable. If anything, I think you are terrifyingly, unbelievably likable. And I don't think the universe is trying to keep us apart. I think it was waiting for us to make a decision. And once we did, it was going to move heaven and earth to make us happen. Look, I understand we are at the beginning, and sometimes I can come on a little strong. I have this feeling that...
You're my fate.
Well, I was going to say we belong, but... I like your line, too.
Nell smiles at Dave, and her eyes glisten. Dave steps forward and kisses Nell. Nell wraps her arms around his shoulders and pulls him toward her. In the present day, a garland decorates the festival banner.
Baby, baby, turn on the Christmas tree. Take me home and set me free. A blanket's good, but your love's even better. Baby, baby, put on the classic songs. You make me want to sing along.
In the barn, Chris smiles and notices Joe from across the crowd. Joe looks at Chris, and they slowly walk over to each other.
I said I got scared because I wasn't sure that I knew, but I know. I've always known. And maybe I haven't said it out loud, but I meant it. In every day that I've spent with you, every touch, every word that I've uttered, it was really just another way of saying, I love you. I want to spend the rest of my life with you.
I love you too.
Joe kisses Chris.
Baby, baby, turn on the Christmas tree. Take me home and set me free. A blanket's good, but your love's even.
I love you so much.
And I have a great idea I want to pitch you.
You do?
A summer festival.
It's gonna be a sweet December.
Welcome to the Ammer House.
Dave, Nell, these are my parents, Mike and Mary.
Very nice.
Hi, so nice to meet you.
Welcome.
Merry Christmas.
Yes,
so Merry
Christmas.
Oh, do you like fruitcake?
I can't say I've ever had fruitcake.
Yeah, me neither.
Oh, you want to try it stuffed in a mug, soaked with eggnog?
I think really... we just take it one step at a time. He gets very excited.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
We'll go grab it.
Sure. Okay.
Come sit down.
Yeah, come on in, please.
Yes. Here you go.
Mike and Mary sit on the couch. Oh. Dave and Nell sit across from them. Mike glances awkwardly at Mary.
Dave and Nell, how did you two meet?
Oh. actually, pretty funny story.
End credits. Cast. Nell, Nikki DeLoach. Dave, Warren Christie. Joanna, Sydney Scotia. Chris, Gavin Langelo. Isadora, Princess Davis. Chloe, Lisa Durupt. Fire Marshal, John Collins. Matronly Woman, Catriona Leger. Beth, Brittany Clough. Fredo, Joe Costa. Copyright 2024 Xmas Blend Films, Inc. All rights reserved. This has been a Hallmark Media presentation.